It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There with Ruth Epstein of the Republican American on Robin Hood Radio. All right, Ruth, the million-dollar question, what's going on out there?
Well, last week we touched briefly on the meeting that was held in Kent about speed cameras, and we have more information now on that. It was spirited, I guess you'd say. The selectmen are proposing to put these speed cameras along Route 7, and they're the kind that photograph the license plate and of speeders, and the details were brought out at the meeting. The cost to the town is $46,000 for the installation of two cameras. People who are ticketed get a $50 fine the first time, $75 the ensuing times. As you can imagine, there was a lot of conversation. There were those who feel it's appropriate to stop the speeders, but a lot of them felt, the Big Brother factor was playing into it, didn't like the whole idea. There were so many questions, and it went on for over 2 hours. The person driving doesn't necessarily get ticketed. It's the owner of the car.
So yeah.
If you somebody borrows a car or whatever, your kid drives the car, and parents or the owner is responsible. Lots of questions about, does it affect your insurance? Does it affect your registration, your license? Lots and lots of questions. The two professionals who run these companies were there to give presentations and answer questions. And so at the end, they said, well, we're going to go to a town meeting on December 6th and vote on this. And then there was a message sent out to townspeople. No, it has been postponed now to January 10th. So it's the talk of the town.
Well, interesting. Now, $46,000 to install. Is there an annual coverage fee as well,
presume? Yes. Well, there's a processing fee, of course. And, as was brought out, they said, well, to these two people who were basically salespeople for these, the camera and the processing. They said, well, what's in it for you? And they of course, acknowledged it's a profit-making business, and they will get part of the fees.
Yeah, but so the big question is,
Big Brother's a profit center. Excellent.
Well, but does Big Brother actually make a profit, or is it everyone else, and at the end of the day, the taxpayers are footing more bill?
Of course. That's the question.
That's
the answer.
And there were many, there was the question about, somebody brought up the fact, it's the out-of-towners coming through are the culprits, so the townspeople should be exempt from this, whereby the resident trooper said a third of the people she stops for speeding are Kent residents, of course.
Yeah, there you go.
So, and a lot of back and forth questions, and so.
But bottom line, January 10th is our new.
Correct.
Okay.
A new date, and one of the other just interesting points was, well, how do you pay for your ticket? And there was, maybe if you pay online, it's one thing, but if you come to town hall and pay it in person, it's another. And it really got a little.
Well, and then what if you challenge the ticket, which would be the first thing that would happen?
Yeah, and there's that.
Who pays court costs and all?
It would be a local advisory, like a three-member local group made up of local citizens.
That's not going to fly. That's not going to fly. You're going to a court of law, not a group of locals who are put together to make the determination. Come on.
Well, actually, I'm not I'm not pro this. I am not pro this at all. I am simply saying that the structure of UCC law is and the structure of law is not necessarily conducive to fighting your parking ticket. But we'll get to the or your speeding ticket. But we'll get to that further down the line. The whole thing sounds kind of like a profit-making enterprise for the people who are selling that. And I don't know that it solves the problem, but that's what your guys are going to have the privilege of finding out.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I vote no.
Okay, Mr. Not Ken President.
I was in favor of it until you gave me all the information and said, nope, this doesn't work.
This is, as with so many things, sounds good. Sounds like a solution. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it a little bit.
It's good until you look under the bed, and it's like, whoa. Okay. All right.
I think we need
to give some time for other things besides somebody's speeding ticket and the profit center that issues it.
No, it was kind of interesting.
It was.
The whole thing.
Certainly.
And so we have, last night we had the next session of the Wake Robin Inn saga. As you know, Wake Robin is trying to redevelop that land. It was sold, and the new owners want to redevelop it and make it glitzy and, pool and spa and more hotel rooms and stuff. And the neighbors are up against it. Last night, the interveners spoke. We'll report on that next week.
So I think we mentioned this last week, the week before. Is there only one official intervener?
As far as I know, yes, at the meeting.
Okay.
Now, I had heard, there was a petition going around, and so I have not seen it, but it may...
Others could walk in at any time
at
this point,
yeah.
So you have to kind of hold your breath and see.
Because they did allow, they voted to allow this group to have, this couple or their lawyer to have intervener status, I would think.
My question, which I'm poorly articulating, is does intervener status confer a certain amount of something that
it allows them to
well, they can present a case. More time than somebody who is simply coming to comment at the public session.
All right.
They actually become part of the process, and they are involved in getting the communications and
they brought in all their experts who were allowed to testify not just.
So it's not the number of interveners necessarily.
The individual interveners become an intricate part of the process itself, unlike the general public who just comments at a session or writes a letter.
I know.
They have a much higher involvement.
Right.
And so we'll give a full-blown update on that next week.
Keep an eye on there and make sure they're not putting up anything yet.
Yeah. And 500 rooms.
And 500 rooms, that's right.
Well, that's the other thing. And we had this, I remember this last summer, was Stop the Rail Trail. It saved the rail trail.
That's right. Yeah. Well, Save the Rail Trail is still out there, so.
Yeah, signs are still there.
They're still there, so. Mm-hmm. They're just waiting for.
With the mega motel.
Yeah,
motel.
Now it's the mega project, What next?
lots of holiday things went on, as obviously past week was Thanksgiving. In Canaan, the school always has a Thank the Vets Day right before Thanksgiving. All the veterans are invited, and they have a program, and the kids read why they're grateful, and it's really very sweet. On Thanksgiving Day, the Pilgrim House, again, was filled with people having their community Thanksgiving dinner. Bev Becker does that each year. It's amazing. It's a real nice social event for people who may be alone or not. Cornwall Reads Cornwall was held on Saturday. They do this every year. Cornwall, as we know, is very literary. Lots of authors and publishers and editors. This year they focused on the Cornwall Chronicle. That's the monthly newspaper that comes out and has been coming out every month since 1991. and they read excerpts from it, all very, very clever and very cute. In Sharon, there is a great exhibit on memories at the Historical Society. People gave their items that were very, that brought back nice memories for them and little messages about them. I would recommend going to see it. It's really, really sweet. Going from the national standpoint, they have the carriage thing that held, was on the carriage of the wagon that, or the horse-drawn carriage that took Van Buren to his inauguration. Somebody had that in their collection. There was a pistol from the Civil War. And then there were local things as well. The robe that Judge Buckley wore, as you know, James Buckley was a judge and a senator from Sharon. Nice exhibit. We are now officially in the holiday season. Looking ahead now, the holiday store at the high school is open for Christmas trees, wreaths, poinsettias, and so forth. And the production night, which is always a fun two nights where everybody, the community, comes out and helps make wreaths for the store, is going to be held December 4th and December 12th from 6:30 on. That's at the VOAG Center at the high school. And if you really want to get into spirit, I mean, the smell of the pines is just fabulous, and everybody just comes and has a good time, like a mass production line. A lot of fun.
Yes, and it is. Really we did that once.
Mm, did you?
Yeah, we did. It was really fun.
It's really fun.
It's joyful. Yeah. It really is. There's no other word to use. And, everybody literally gets into the spirit because they're working with their hands and they're working with other people. And
yeah,
it's contagious in the best way.
Back and forth conversation is great.
It is.
Now, next Saturday is going to be
busy. Oh, God, yeah, I've been looking at it. It's like
everybody
is having their holiday festival. So you've got to pick and choose or, go on a big merry-go-round circuit because much of it going on within the same window of time.
Right. Or just stay home and say, I can't do it.
You've got late Thanksgiving because when Thanksgiving is the in the earlier part of, like, the 21st and 22nd of November, you've got that extra Saturday where you can do things. When it's the 28th, it's December at the weekend. So, your first weekend is 7th.
Crunch. Yeah. D.M. Hunt Library is holding its 12x12 arts show, which is always fabulous. All the artists have to stay within the 12x12-inch pattern, and they're all for sale, and everybody comes up with these very creative ideas. That's next Saturday. The Salisbury's having their festival program. That's the, I guess it's the Salisbury Association that holds that at the Congregational Church. It's a concert at 4 p.m. on the 7th. There's the Sharon Historical Society is hosting the tree lighting in Sharon on the 7th at 5 p.m., and then people are invited over to the Historical Society there's carol singing and lighting of the tree, and then they're invited over for cookies and cocoa at the Historical Society. It just goes
those
on and
just,
on.
Yeah,
Salisbury Trooper is holding his fourth annual toy drive at Town Hall on the 7th from noon to 4 p.m. They're looking for toys for boys and girls ages toddler to age 16. The Ladies Auxiliary of the Sharon Fire Department has its memory tree in the town hall. You can pay $5 and put up an ornament in memory of someone. And I'm not sure when the what do they call it? They put around the town green.
Lights.
The fire department.
The bags with the candles in them.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Good. Yeah. Yeah. We're all doing well this morning. The people saying, "You idiots! What is wrong with you?"
Yeah.
I'll think of it when we're done.
Okay. But that's
luminaries.
Luminary. Could not think of it. Yeah. I think that's coming up. Well, I know it's coming up. I'm just not sure exactly when, but we'll look out for that because that's a real beauty when, I mean, there are thousands put around the whole green and lit up in memory and honor of people. So there's no excuse to say I'm bored because there's plenty going on.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Lots to do and places to go and shopping
to do.
Places
to go, people to see.
I'm just waiting for Amazon to offer me all the festivities so I can just sit home at my desk and get them all in one place.
That was the idea.
Yeah,
They have doctors and prescriptions now.
Not interacting with people. That really was a goal.
Yeah.
Not one that I subscribe to, but that's okay.
I love my Amazon.
Your department.
You can go to the doctor there now too, and you can get your prescriptions there. It's just a one-stop shopping center.
You know, and the less human contact, the better, according to them.
There you go. Okay.
What's left
from Ruth now? Let's not ignore Ruth here. Anything more to say?
I'm sure there are other events going on.
Yes.
But too many to list.
Check your local town websites.
Check
on Facebook. They're all over the place. There is just so much going on this weekend. It's hard to keep up with for anybody.
There's no way anybody can get to it all, but you can do your best, or you can ignore them all.
That's right. You can stay home.
Or, you know, the outfits, et cetera, that you are interested in, give them a call, find out what they're doing, and then you support them. There are myriad ways to avail yourself of what's going on.
And that's all she wrote.
All right. Well, in that case, what are you going to, Ruth? I'm sorry. I won't.
Don't pin me down yet.
I won't even ask yet.
Figure out where. Plus, we may get a little snow in between.
We're going to do those things like they do with Santa Claus. We're going to get a board and we're going to track Ruth.
Right.
Where is Ruth?
Perfect.
What was that one like? Find Ruth.
Yeah.
We're going to call it
Where's Waldo and Where's Ruth?
That's right. Where's Waldo and Where's Ruth?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, people always know where I've been.
That new car of yours got a tracker in it anyway, so.
Oh, there's that.
We won't go any further.
No.
All right, speaking of Big Brother. So why can't they just do the license? They probably do. All right. Okay. This has been, thank you very much, Ruth. This has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein of the Republican American. And gosh, if you catch your breath, we'll talk to you next week. Oh, on Robin Hood Radio.